welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. What is it? Terry Tackett is with me today, my special guest. And we were just discussing, I think I've been doing this for a little over 4 months now.
4 months now, yeah.
And we've had some really fascinating guests.
Yeah.
But, Terry, after my show tonight, starting at 7, from about 7:15 to 9, we're going to be having the 5th anniversary special. How long have you been a part of the station?
When did I come on board? 2016, maybe?
2016?
Yeah, 2000. I think it was like August of 2016.
Are there some of your memories of things that have gone on? I know we're going to talk about this again later tonight, but anything you'd like to share? I know there's some you can't share, but...
Right, I was just sitting here recalling a few of them, and man, there's been so many of them, but... I don't know, one of my that I always cherish. It's probably number one in my will be forever. Will be the New York trip.
Oh yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah, that was by far. That's gonna probably be my number one memory forever. So, unless if we do it again ever, but it was great.
And you got to talk to Phil Donahue,
the great Kreskin.
Okay.
Jim Fowler, the guy who was on Wild Kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mutual
of
Omaha's Wild Kingdom,
yeah. And then we drove to Cape Cod one day, and we interviewed Pat Carroll at her house.
Yes.
That was...
Pat Carroll's been on several times, I believe.
Yeah, very, very nice lady. Yeah. Very nice lady. Yeah, if you've never been there, I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but Cape Cod's beautiful. I mean, it was a nice drive, I think. Oh, I don't know. Scott could probably tell you this for sure, but I'm thinking from New York, it was maybe 3-4 hours, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. It was so weird. Like when you got there, because if you can kind of picture this, when you first get there, you got these smaller homes, then you have like these large, huge estates.
Right.
Of course, that's like Hyannis Port and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Martha's Vineyard, Cape Cod stuff, like where Pat lived, for example, was just a modern, just a residential neighborhood, just a nice...
Mm-hmm.
I would probably equate it to something like off Mount Vernon Avenue, something
okay.
like...
Okay.
Yeah, just something...
Nice
neighborhood. Yeah, just a nice neighborhood. And we pulled in... I remember we pulled into her driveway, and I was fascinated by how much... the different colored gravel and stuff she had in her driveway.
Okay.
I'd never seen... we kind of went past her house at first, and there was a guy doing some gardening work, I think, or something up there, at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked him, and he's like, oh, she's right there. So she had this driveway kind of... So we drove back there, and it was not really. I wouldn't consider what you would consider a movie star. You obviously think a mansion or whatever. I wouldn't put it in that category. But it was definitely a nice place, and she just made us feel really at home. And she treated us real well, and we got to hold her a Grammy Award. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she won a Grammy Award for the voice of the Little Mermaid. She was Ursula, and the soundtrack had won a Grammy Award.
Okay.
So we all got our picture taken with that and stuff, and that was pretty neat. And
yeah, that's something I can't say I've done.
Yeah, and Scott did the interview with her, and it just like I say that just that whole trip was just like I say that'll always probably be number one as far as my memories go. The experience was great. As far as interviewing all those people, they were all real nice people to talk to, and just the bonding time that we had.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, to put it in religious terms, fellowship. Just the bonding time that we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. New York City was great. We did some fun things there, but just being with those guys. It was fun. It was just a good time, man. I couldn't have picked better people to go with, than.
Well, there was one experience I was a part of earlier this year. And that was at Tony Paco's.
Oh, tell us about that. Yeah, that interview you did. That historian you interviewed was great. That guy was really,
yes,
really
he knew
good.
The history of Tony Paco's. And I learned it's Paco's.
That's right.
Not Paco's.
He said, remember packing a suitcase.
That's how I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's how I have
Mike,
to remember
some
things.
Some of
them
interesting
often.
People we've seen on the wall, remember, that were immortalized when they signed
it? Yes. What are some of the names you remember?
Oh, my goodness, man. Just anybody and everybody, it seemed like, was there. Of course, I gravitated because with being a big sports and wrestling fan and stuff, they had a couple wrestlers and stuff there, Macho Man Randy Savage. But there were some music people there, too. I remember Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin was one of them. And like I said, gosh, the list was a bunch of movie stars, too. I mean, just everybody you could imagine. What did the guy tell you? How many did he say total was there? I can't remember.
Oh, my. It was a big number, I know.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, was it 1,100 or something?
Something like that. Yes,
it was. Like I say, you and that guy had, man, that guy was awesome. You guys did a great interview with that. Yeah, that guy was tremendous, man. He knew from the time, up until...
I guess originally they used real buns.
That's what he said.
The original ones have since deteriorated.
And
now they use a styrofoam.
Right. Yeah. As I'll say, he said something about what they took the mold or something
right.
of it. And yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the reason we were there was Mary Ellen Withrow got to sign a bun at Tony Paco's.
She's forever immortalized wall, you know.
And, yes, her bun's on that.
Oh,
wall.
And one of them, and I think I posted this on my Facebook page. One of them that I really liked was the band Kiss was. Immortalized there. They
right.
had signed up.
Right.
But remember the guy had said that, wasn't there like some kind of music venue or something down there? He said a lot of them came from.
I cannot remember the name of the group, but yes.
I thought he said there was a sports venue that was down there.
Right.
And once the acts got done playing, they came there or before they were? I'm not sure exactly.
I'm not sure.
You were done with your, and he was talking to you off there, so I was trying
right.
to, I was eating, but I was trying to kind of eavesdrop because this guy was so full of knowledge that I wanted to hear everything he had to.
I should have taken notes, I guess.
He was good, man. That guy was, if and when we go there again, you definitely, I think, have to interview that guy again.
Well, I think we have somebody that possibly in the near future will be going up there with to sign a bun.
Was really good, yeah. And then for the TV camera to show up, I mean, that was...
Yes, it was. The local...
local affiliate, wasn't
right.
it? Yeah.
I think it was an NBC affiliate, from what I remember. Yeah. And that was really neat.
I just liked the layout of that restaurant. I thought it was really...
Yes, folks, if you get a chance to go up there, stop
it. What is it, the Maumee? Is that, it was right on the
Maumee? I think that is the Maumee
River.
It's right across from the Daddy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, then the one I thought would be neat was, remember they said they got one at Mud Hen Stadium?
Yes,
I'd like to do that.
Yes.
I'd like to go to that one. I think that'd be kind of cool.
And that was
Tony's at the Park or something they called
it? I think that's what they called it,
something like that,
And they have another outlet someplace else up there, I think.
There was five of them.
Okay,
the guy said there was one that was, is there one downtown or I don't know, something.
I think
or
was.
We were at the one downtown, I don't know.
Yeah, there were more than just the one at the stadium and the one where we were.
Right. Because when we read their menu, it showed like five locations, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that they had, was it Thursday night they had live?
Thursday night they had a regular band to come in.
Yep.
Was it polka music?
I'm thinking polka or
I'm thinking
Hungarian
it was.
Or something. Yeah.
Maybe it was polka Hungarian.
I don't know. But I didn't know.
I have a polka dot tie.
I didn't know the ethnicity of until the guy you interviewed said. I didn't know what, you know.
Of course, Scott got to do some interviewing as well. And
that was a
Mary
fun
Ellen
time,
Withrow
man.
Was just wonderful, as always.
Great lady. Yeah.
So gracious and easy to talk to. And.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a fun time.
You sat in on that interview. Didn't you sit in on that? Excuse me, I can't talk. Didn't you sit
Well,
in?
I was going to.
Okay.
But because of some ride situations,
she had to leave. Her,
I was going to talk to her.
That's right.
So I ended up talking
to her. I wasn't
sure
in Scott's interview if you sat in on that.
I was sitting behind.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So, yes, I did get to hear that.
Then one of the other great ones, too, was when we went to the unveiling of the Mr. Rogers stamp in
Pittsburgh. That was a big one for the station.
That was good.
Yes, it was.
I liked that one. That was very good. That, to explain that, I can't do it any justice or whatever, but I just remember the atmosphere that day.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I mean, Mr. Rogers, of course, was loved by everybody.
Well, yes.
Because everybody grew up with Mr. Rogers. But it was so neat to see the diversity in the crowd there. You had your 50, 60, 70-year-olds. You had your,
right.
you know, I mean, and everybody, the Postmaster General of the United States was there. Very nice lady. Very nice lady. And, I mean, they treated us like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. I mean, anything we wanted, pretty much. I mean, we got a great spot to set up our cameras and they couldn't have been more accommodating mm-hmm. to us. I mean, you know, and of course, a special memory for me that day, and I love it, and of course I got the picture, was I got my picture taken with Franco Harris.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Steeler legendary running back was there.
Yeah.
In
so
the
he
studio.
Was a Mr. Rogers fan also.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Okay.
And what was the QS? What I don't know what they call it, but whatever the studio, we were in that studio where they taped the show.
Right.
And it, like I say, just fascinating. Mr. McFeely was great. And Joe Negro, we talked to, who was the he was the guitarist or something, I think.
Okay.
He was on there. And there were several cast members and stuff there. It just... Walt Singh, the guy that created the stamp that actually got chosen, he was the photographer that took the picture that got chosen. He was there, and just a fantastic, just a great time. Like I say, and of course, Mr. McFeely is always great, but he was very good that day, and he of course stayed hours after the thing, signing every single autograph that came up there, and you know, and he didn't turn anybody away. Pictures with everybody, and you know, it was just a. Just a great time. So
yeah, I'm fairly new to the station. So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to some of those outings
like
that.
Yeah,
like
I said, it was tremendous, man. I mean, it was just, you know, that's why in that sense I'm so blessed, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to ever take anything like that for granted, but I'm so blessed to be a part of. You know, I mean, you know, I just. Like I say, the New York trip, I'll never forget it. I'm in the lobby, mm-hmm. and I have to go downstairs and get these guys. And I mean, you know, of course, I'm riding the elevator down, but I got goosebumps because here I'm going up to talk to the great Kreskin, you know, I mean, these guys, and it's like, what am I doing talking to these, you know, but they were so gracious. So, I mean, you know, it's awesome.
Sounds like it was a fun
just
time.
Awesome, yeah. I sat down there with Jim Fowler while Scott was getting ready for the interview. I sat down there with Jim Fowler and his wife for probably a good half an hour
mm-hmm.
for him to get ready. And then he signaled me, you know, when he's ready to, and we just had a great time. You know, he asked me, you know, how long I'd been, you know, been involved and blah, blah, blah. And just a great, his daughter was with, she was a good, I mean, just nice family.
Right.
Jim has since passed away, but
right.
nice family. And he was so accommodating. He drove all the way from Connecticut to there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He lived in, I'm not sure what city. It was like Stamford. So he lived pretty far away. I mean, in Connecticut. And to fight all that traffic and stuff and come there just to do a 2-hour, you know, interview, which mm-hmm. he wasn't getting anything for or, you know, or anything.
Right.
To just come and give us his time, and we only had one request for him, and he did it. We asked him to wear his flak jacket.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he wore it the whole time.
Yeah, that's how we know him, isn't
and,
it?
And just never batted an eye about wearing it, and thanked us when he was done. And just great, great man. Like I say, he was a really, really fun guy. Really good guy.
Yeah.
Kreskin was, his people were really good. Of course, Donahue speaks for himself. You know, he's
right. Scott had a great interview with Phil Donahue.
That,
I mean,
that was one of those things. I think I myself would put it up as a once in a lifetime thing. I mean, you know, I'd love to talk to somebody like that. But I mean, especially somebody that you I don't know if I'm doing it justice by saying the word idolize. Maybe he doesn't. But I, you know, I mean, I would say
somebody you look up
to, very very
and,
highly,
and you respect
right, very highly, right?
The position
right, exactly,
they have attained.
Yes,
how's
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I mean, to be sitting face to face with somebody like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, and you know what? Before I go any further, of course, somebody I owe some kudos to is the hotel staff people.
Okay,
they were they let us set up in the lobby. They were great, and we went during Memorial Day, which they were having a big celebration for the veterans and stuff. So, and of course, we went to the View.
Yes,
we sat in the audience at the View, and of course that was an experience.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, that was an experience. Standing in line in the rain, so walking through Central Park was pretty neat. I'd never, you know, Central Park was beautiful.
I've only seen it in movies and on TV, so
very,
I would
very,
love to do
very
that.
Very nice. That was very good. It was a nice little brisk walk down there. That was a nice from our hotel to down there was mm-hmm. like I say. I'm so humbled and so, you know, I love it. I mean, I don't know. I'm just so glad to be a part of it, you know. And like I say, this last Pittsburgh trip with the Mr. Rogers thing was great. And of course, this year, you know, Mike was fortunate enough to join us. As we've talked about earlier, we can't say enough about the Tony Pacos.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sure he'll join us for some future endeavors here once we get going here.
Well, I'm looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, once we get going here, we still got a few things.
It's in my contract.
we still got a few things I think to iron out. But once we get going here, like I say, it's, you know, there'll be more trips like that on the horizon.
I know there are some things that are in the planning stage.
Right.
We're not ready to announce
exactly.
them, but they're in the planning stage.
Yeah, like I say, and of course, once all the what's the old saying? Once all the I's get dotted and the T's get crossed, you know, then we'll be able to, you know. But he'll definitely be a part of that, you know, because of course I think your interview was fantastic. You know, you do a great job, just like Scott, and you know, and but. Like I say, I have to go back to it, and I keep saying it. I just think that guy up there, that historian, that guy, you two just right from the get-go.
Well, you know my interest in history. So I was very interested in hearing this.
Even some of the questions you were asking before you started, I thought was just fat, and it just kind of carried over. But that guy knew every single thing about it, and you were asking him all the right questions.
Right.
And he was just, it was a great, great, I'm sure that's in the archives somewhere if somebody wanted to hear it.
I am sure it is.
I'm sure Adam has
that available. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm almost 99% sure that it is there.
Yeah, so. But anyway, like if somebody goes to the website, you know, definitely find that interview because you'll want to hear that. I mean, Mike did a great job. Like I say, that day, that whole day, I think was fun too. Don't you?
Oh, it was so much fun. We have a great group here to work with.
Well, number one, you're out of the studio.
Right.
So that, you know, you're at a place that you're not familiar with. So you don't know what the atmosphere is going to be like. You get there, and it's like old home week, you know, like everybody's, you know, I mean, I think so, don't you? I mean, the minute we walked in the door, I think we were well received. They had our tables already reserved. They had, what do you guys want to drink? What do you, you know, I mean, just... Right off the bat, as soon as we got
And, you know, any outing that includes food can't be all bad.
No. Well, especially up there. I think everything on the menu was good up there.
Yes.
Well, but you didn't have the good – I had the fish.
Yeah, you know what? If I would have seen that the fish was available, I probably would have gotten that.
It was great. It was great. Like I say, but then I did break down later that day, and I had one of the hot dogs.
Well, and that's the thing. They are known for these – famous hot dogs, so
and the sauce.
That's what I had to have.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of the sauce? The sauce? Yeah.
It was palatable.
Yeah. I'm with you. I did like the way that they prepared it, though. I thought it was pretty
right.
How they brought it in the kind of little, almost like a soup cup or whatever.
And the way it's set up there, I mean, it's really neat. There were at lunchtime bunches of people there. But they were very efficient.
It seemed like they got
efficient.
Everyone in and out. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like there were not really any many problems. And I liked how they had it set up to where if you wanted to go back up and get more to drink, every single time that lady handed me a new cup with ice, no matter what.
Right.
No matter what. Right. You had to give her your cup and she'd give you, you know, I mean,
that's probably a health issue
as well.
I
know,
but
it was just, I mean, but she, like the machine was right there. You could help yourself.
Yes.
You know, I mean, even if you, what I'm saying is even if you got in water, they didn't, you know, they didn't care, you know, but.
Well, Tony Paco's, I'm sorry, and New York, Mr. Rogers,
yes.
Anything else that you've been involved with?
A lot of stuff just in the studio, just a lot of the people we've had, I mean, in the studio, my gosh, it's been a who's who. I mean, we were talking about that earlier. I mean, another one that's, I hold pretty dear to me is, and he turned out to be a great guy, my first time meeting him was Gallagher.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What a fun time that was, man.
That was a smashing event, I'm sure.
I'm in the same chair, and two chairs down from me is Gallagher. And we had, I mean, this guy, he was funny. He just, you know, the whole time he just, you know, he gave us great radio, and just everything he did was just tremendous. It was a lot of fun.
So we've had a lot of...
Mike,
tremendous of experiences.
Mike, your people. I was talking earlier. You had the Bigfoot guy and Fred Malone. I mean, those two. That was a lot of fun. And he still to this day talks to me about.
Does
that.
He?
Okay. He loved it.
Of course, we had President Harding on as well.
Which, if people don't know, is Art Jude, a friend of mine that I work with. He wrote a book on this his fascination with Bigfoot. I guess you'd say right.
Right, and some hoaxes that were perpetrated.
That got picked up by the national news and stuff. But anyway, Mike had wanted to book him, so I talked to him, and he came down, and he was on with Fred Malone, and he just – those two just gelled really, you know, because there were some some connection there with the was it Meigs County? Is that where?
I believe you're right. Yeah, someplace in that area. Yeah.
So, and then the other gentleman that Art had wrote the book with had came down.
Right.
You know, and so
that was a wonderful interview.
Your President Harding or your Harding one was good.
Yes. And he's coming back. He has a I don't know if it's his leg or his ankle. He has an injury that he can't come down the steps to get into the studio. But once that he is healed, he will be back again.
Good.
And then Mrs. Harding might be here as well.
And then maybe we'll try to do the U.S. Grant one again, and this time hopefully get it taped or whatever. And
yeah, I didn't push a button that day, and we didn't right. save that one for posterity.
But that picture, and that guy was good. He was good on the radio. Yes. You know, that was a good one. Like I say, I think in the 4 months that you've been on, I mean, there's been some good quality stuff there. And,
well, I've enjoyed it. That's for sure.
Yeah, like I say, I think there's only. You know, the only place to go is up, you know, or whatever. I mean, as far as, you know, because I think for what we needed at the time, you know, in the slot that you're in, it's exactly what we needed. I mean, someone mm-hmm. that can get out to the community and get these people that we can't and bring them on.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of things that need to be talked about, you know, on that level that sometimes either their schedule is not accommodated or something, you know, and then this way. It gives us another voice that we can, you know, that we can get these people.
Yeah, and I'm wanting to get, I've enjoyed doing these interviews. I'm wanting to get more of the, what I call help organizations on, such as people that are helping folks that are needy and need clothing, people that need, people that provide food, things like that. I want to get more of those type of folks on, so, you know. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give my personal email address.
I was
going
to say, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you about that,
I will give you my personal email address. Got the paper and pencil ready? You ready? Okay. It's MikeWilson60@yahoo.com. That's MikeWilson60@yahoo.com. So please, if you would like to come on, you know of any of these organizations, I would love to have them on the air. I think that's
service
part of what I'm doing here.
Organizations or anything.
Sure, most certainly.
Civic organizations, anything,
yes,
right?
Anybody like that.
Yeah.
It's fun interviewing President Harding and President Grant. Yeah. I love doing that.
Well, of course, being the history, like you said, being the history buff you are. I mean, that's right up your, you know, right up your alley.
Well, yes, it is. And I do have connections with the Marion County Historical Society.
Right,
which
sure.
It's helping me to get these folks.
Fred's always great, too.
Oh, Fred, I love having Fred Malone
always
on.
And eventually, I think, probably, I mean, I'm sure you'll probably have someone from the wings and the fly-in will be, you know.
Yes, we will do our best to get those folks on here as well.
It's just, you know, and I can't stress this enough, and I, you know, just to kind of piggyback what you just said, if there's anybody out there and you think that your organization falls in that category, just get a hold of Mike, man. I mean, he'll interview you, you know, I mean.
You can call the station here. Yeah. At 740-383-9944.
I'll take down your info. And,
or you can email me at MikeWilson60@yahoo.com. I don't mind giving out my personal email address.
Sure.
I don't have very many people out there that hate me. I don't think I do it now. So...
But yeah, and then just like I say, just give Mike the parameters, the details or whatever. He'll set you up. I don't know what his calendar's looking like, but I mean he'll set you up with the first date he probably has available and go from there. You know, and it's just mostly a conversation. I mean, he might ask you a few questions, but you're going to be doing the bulk of the talking. So.
And the more you talk, the better I like
which
it.
Which makes his job makes his job a lot easier. That's what I was going to say. But you know, there's not a whole lot of organizations that you really don't need. You know, I mean, for the most part, you know, I mean, but there are some organizations out there that may, you know, that maybe you don't know everything about. You know,
right.
But I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, and I, you know what. I want this to be a place where people can learn that are needing some of these services.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's if we could get the message out to everybody, you know, I mean, it might be impossible to get it out to everybody, but as many people as we can for these organizations to help these people, I think we've done our job, you know. I mean,
yes, that's part of what we do here at WWGH, of course. But Terry, from approximately 7:15 to 9, we're going to have our anniversary schedule, or a special, not schedule, 5-year anniversary, mm-hmm. and some of the folks that will be here will, of course, be the Scott Spears fellow. I'm not sure I know who that is. Oh,
we can't say that his nickname, can we?
You mean
the interviewer
of the
stars?
Yeah, we're not allowed to say that. But Scott Spears, Terry, you're my hero, of course. Sean Kraft, who is already in the building.
Sean's here.
Adam Lepp will be here. Linda Sims, who just did her show just before
always
mine.
Always does a great show, too,
This Mike Wilson fellow will be here,
whoever that guy is.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is planning on showing up. Charlie Evers, the broadcast legend, will be
Marion,
here.
In Marion,
Nate Redmond, and he has a recently new show on Wednesdays, I believe.
Offbeat News and Trivia, I believe it's called.
And Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy's going to be here. I don't know if he's bringing Mrs. Weasel or not.
I don't know.
And there's going to be a performance by the, help me to pronounce this, Leshesky family.
Which if anybody hasn't heard those guys, like these guys are tremendous. They have their daughter, the Leshesky family's daughter, Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
This girl's like 10 or 11. She has a voice that is just unbelievable. She's a fabulous singer.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids in this family are talented. Dad, mom, everybody. You have to. This is going to be a great performance. You'll have to listen to these guys.
And I would like to mention also that tonight's celebration is supported by Domino's Pizza, and their telephone number is 740-383-3030.
Thanks, Domino's.
Yes, thank you, Domino's. So they're helping to support tonight's fifth anniversary special. So
will be in the archives probably tomorrow if Adam has his way about
I'm sure it will be. So be listening at 7.
Oh, did you mention Adam too, Mike? He'll be here. Adam and Patrick Maruniak.
Oh, I forgot about Patrick. Yes, I did mention that.
Yeah, Adam.
Well, I thought I mentioned Adam. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I leapt over it.
Well, they just sent us a message. They're at a buffet right now.
They
may be a little late getting here. They may have to roll those two out of the buffet.
Had I known, I'd probably would have joined them at the buffet. So
yeah. So if we can roll them guys out of the buffet, they'll be here by 7. But.
Okay.
Otherwise, it could be a long night for them.
Yeah, it could be.
So, but anyway, though, Mike. I don't want to sit here and dominate all your time. But that's just a few of my memories that are, you know, this station. I mean, I can't say enough about it. Whenever I'm so blessed, like I say once again, to be asked to be part of this team that we have here, and that's what it is a team and a family.
Yes,
I can
it
say,
is.
You know. I mean, I just
I've
think,
been adopted in.
Yeah. So, Uncle Mike. Oh,
that's fine.
So, but
I've been called that before.
But I mean, just to be part of this group, to see what I mean, I can't even put it into words. I'm so thankful because being a novice at this business, I mean, I don't really know what I'd leave it to the professionals like you guys, but I'm always trying to pick everybody's brain. I'm always trying to get a little here, pick a little, you know, and see, and just kind of because one day. I hope to be good enough to where I can be behind there. And
well, it sounds like you're there, Terry.
No. I need a lot more seasoning before I. But that's my long term goal is I eventually want to be able to be in that chair and be able to go for an hour. You know, be able to host a show for an hour or 2 hours or something like that.
Well, when I started doing this, I was kind of concerned, will I be able to last for approximately 45
like
minutes?
Like I said, Mike, honestly.
So far, so good.
And I can say this, and I think, you know, this is truthful, and you'll know this too. I've been with you since you started. And I mean, it's from day one, it's really been, I mean, I showed you a couple times, boom, boom, and you've kind of
I've messed up a few
buttons that you haven't pushed here.
We only have two buttons I have to push,
and one of them we forgot, which of course was one of the most important interviews.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm learning.
Yeah, but
see,
like
I'm learning
say,
from you as well.
But you've of course you needed no train. You know, you knew what you were doing, but you kind of just took up. You know, took the ball and ran with it. You know, from day one. And I'm sure you're still going to continue to do that. Like I say, you were a very important get. That's why we went out and got you, because it was an area, like I said, that we needed that voice in the community to establish those relationships that we didn't have. And you were the perfect person to do that, because with our schedules and stuff, sometimes we don't have enough time too.
Well, it's been a privilege. It's been a privilege.
So I just want to take the time to personally to, you know, say thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to have, you know, glad to have you on board. So, I mean,
so, but some things that are going on in the community here, Terry. Let's see. We're looking at the schedule for the Marion Park District here.
Okay.
Let's see. Today is the 7th. No, today's the 10th.
10th.
Okay. Tomorrow, help us collect insects for our collection box at the Tallgrass Trail Foundation Lake at 2 p.m. So, you know,
that's probably
I'm bugging you to do that. Thursday, there will be bird watching at the Terradyce Nature Preserve at 10 a.m.
That's always a good time. That's always a good time.
Friday, quite a bit going on. Kiddos at the Park, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Come learn about the shape of things.
Okay.
Do a craft. Okay. Go on a bike. Geared for preschool age.
Oh, wow.
And there's also on the 14th, this coming Friday, a night hike at the Tallgrass Trail that begins at 9:30. Please bring a red flashlight. It's geared for all ages. So this week, several things going on with the Marion Park District that you might want to check out. I'm going to cover a couple things for next week as well.
Sure.
Let's learn how to bird watch at the Tallgrass Trail at 8 a.m. That could be interesting.
Yeah. Like I say, that's always a good time. Yeah.
And then next Tuesday, the fishing program at the Tallgrass Trail. Please meet at the Hur Road parking lot at 5 p.m. Anybody 16 and over, anybody 16 plus must have a fishing license.
I was just getting ready to say that. I bet you got to have a fishing
license.
Yeah,
you do. Yep, you got to have a license.
Yep, yep.
Who sang that song many, many years ago? Got to have a license. You got to have a license.
Where did I see it? A cheap one. Is it Walmart? You get it pretty cheap out there?
Walmart has them. I don't know where all in Marion they sell.
Is it good only for a year? Is
I think
you
got to
renew them
year.
Every year. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I think that you buy it for that specific year. So, no matter if you buy it in January or you buy it in June, it's through December.
Okay, I got
believe.
You. No matter what you, okay.
I've bought one several years, and I haven't been fishing either. By the way, Game Warden.
Yeah. Boy, that was one of the funnest things that I used to do. We'd have a group of guys every Friday during the summer. It seems like we would always go. Go fishing, man! I love fishing.
Well, next Wednesday, help us collect insects for our collection box at Myers Woods at 2 p.m.
Okay.
I'm not going to go any further than
that's
that. That tells us a few things
Good.
That's going on with the mayor.
So once again, if anybody has any questions about that, just call the studio or whatever. If we can go over it with you if you need to or.
Now, something interesting that's been going on every Thursday night throughout the summer, I believe, is the Marion, Ohio Farmers Market, which is, what's the name of that square? Every Thursday night from, I believe, 4 to 7.
Is that like Founders Park or something?
Yes, I believe it is, yes. Yes, right here, at Founders Park. There it is. They have live music. I was down there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
And quite a few vendors. You know,
lots of fruits and vegetables.
Good time, yeah. Not a lot of fruits and vegetables. A lot of crafts.
Okay.
Some food.
All right.
I know one sweet one I noticed was honey.
Oh.
So, stop down there this Thursday night between 4 and 7 at the Founders Park.
How was it, Mike? As far as like price wise, good decent prices. Or
I didn't really look at the prices. I kind of just looked to see what was going on.
Just curious. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes crafts can go two ways, either. Very expensive or very inexpensive. And
of course, speaking of crafts, there's Sean Craft.
Yeah, the crafty one.
Yes. That was kind of a craft cheesy joke. let's see. We have an announcement here from Dayspring Wesleyan Church. Gospel groups, the Rainies and the Gary Lyons family. From Marion, Ohio, will be in concert Friday night, July 5th at 7 p.m. at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion.
Uh-huh.
For information on that, you can call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. And I believe that's that church. It's right across from Menards.
That's it. That's correct.
Yeah, that's where they are located out there. So, you know, there's something to look forward to on July 5th. That'll be a Friday night.
Mm. Yeah, let's see. And that group, that group's always good. My my mom liked them real well. They're a good. The Lyons Trio's a good group. So.
Yeah, Gary Lyons Family and the Rainies. So okay, I presume that is two different groups.
Yeah, I don't know who the other ones are, but I know the Lyons Family's always good. So
might want to keep that evening open and head out to.
Oh, and I think Nate said, if I, just real quick, I think Nate said also on that July 5th, we're going to have a table out there for 107.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to set up a table out there and have some stuff. I think he's going to give away some stuff and.
Oh, good,
so,
good.
Yeah, he's got some schedules and stuff out there, so.
Oh, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, so, so if anyone, if anyone that goes out there, stop by and say hello to Nate, and he'll probably have something for you, and so.
Okay.
Courtesy of the station, everybody at the station. So.
Okay, wonderful.
So.
While I'm doing
public
service.
Sorry, that was just.
No,
my,
you're fine.
My
no.
There, so.
Step right in there anytime. So. I can use all the help I can get. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 has a breakfast the last Saturday of the month from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at VFW Post 7201 at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. It is open to the public, and that is the last Saturday of every month.
So, and the guy you had on a couple of weeks ago cooks for that, Mike.
Who's that?
Ken Belk, that guy with the credit union.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, Ken will be cooking for that.
Okay.
He makes he said he makes pancakes and biscuits and gravy and that kind of stuff. And
he got a picture of eggs and bacon there.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look good?
Oh yeah. He said I guess he goes all out, he said, so.
Looks like an excellent breakfast.
So hopefully he gets a lot of people. I mean, that's a nice club out there, too, if anybody has. I mean, I've been out there a couple. It's the one you can't miss. Of course, it's got the big chopper.
Right.
The big helicopter.
Right.
Right in front of it. So.
Another one we have here, this, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market the second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministries. That's at 582 Lee Street in Marion. Free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. Must be income eligible. So that is Logos. Christian Ministries and the Mid-Ohio Food Bank are sponsoring that. So, again, that's the second Saturday of every month from 12 to 2. That's 582 Lee Street in Marion.
It's a good one.
So there's a few public announcements there.
Get those out of the way, a little housekeeping
stuff I like to do.
Sure. And also, too, Mike, I was going to say, if anybody has anything that they want as far as an announcement goes, once again, just get a hold of Mike and let him know what you know, and he can, he'll if it's a community-based or, you know, or something like that, is that, am I
you're,
wrong by saying
you're right on base here, sir.
So, if, I mean, don't bombard him with, you know, with. But if it's something that, you know, an organization or something or whatever, your church is having something or whatever, then
and it doesn't have to be under those parameters,
right?
Somebody is interesting that, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wants to come and share,
absolutely too, yeah. And what I would like to see is with the 4th of July coming, if there's any interesting veterans out there, maybe Mike could have a few interesting veterans on it.
That would be good.
Kind of get their. Kind of see, you know, just kind of talk to them and see what, you know, when did they serve and what branch did they serve, you know, and did they see any action? I mean, any combat, you know, because I know a guy I work with is he just filled out his application. They're supposed to let him know he's going on the honor flight.
Okay.
They're doing it now for.
Oh, that is a cool.
They're
thing.
Doing it now for Vietnam veterans, and he was a Vietnam veteran.
Sure.
So he just got his approval. He just doesn't know when, but. So I've been trying to twist this guy's arm, Mike, for 2 weeks to get him to come on with you. I'm this close to
keep twisting.
I'm this close because he keeps asking me every week. Now, where are you guys located? So I think he's on the cusp of kind of coming around here. So, but he's got a pretty neat story. He was a gunner on like a tank,
mm-hmm.
And he's got some neat stories about some of the I cannot pronounce that one city. He said he was Pyongyang or something like that.
Okay.
But he's just got some neat stories.
Well, keep working on him.
Yeah.
That's people I like to talk to.
Well, I was talking to him one morning, and he was telling me about this, and he told me about the way it worked, the position that he was in. He sat on the top. And I guess the way he explained it is that this thing rotates, the gun, and he would rotate, and that's when, you know, he would do his whatever, you know, the shooting or whatever he did. But he just said there's like 8, 10, 12 people in this, you know, in this tank. You got obviously the people up front, you know, then you got these gunners, and there's all kinds of different positions, you know, in this. It was just fascinating talking to him to hear some of the different things that, but I just thought his position was so neat on there, you know. I mean, and he said he said he got kind of more kind of in the telecommunications end of it, and that was just fascinating. He's a pretty fascinating.
And he's right here in Marion.
No, he actually lives in Westerville. He lives in Westerville. But, like I say, that's why I've been trying to twist his arm out. Come on. I'm like, it's not that far, you know. And so, and work-wise, now he's an older fellow. He's semi-retired, so he only works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I was like, you got plenty of time.
Right.
I said, you don't work on Monday, so you can go.
Yeah, get him here.
I said, Mike does a show. I said, you'll be out of there by 6 o'clock. I said, 45. I said, I'll buy you and your wife dinner for you.
You know, so, what a deal.
Yeah. So I said, just come down. I said, you got to tell him your story. I said, he'll love it. Because I told him, I said, this guy's a big time history, you know, buff, just like, and just like I say, some of the cities and some of the things he did he was telling me about it, man. I couldn't believe it. You know, the one time he said him and they were all asleep, and of course a bomb goes off, so immediately you drop everything, you know.
Right, sure.
He just told me it's just some fascinating stuff, and you know, and I said this would be perfect for Mike's radio show, and I kept telling him, I was like, you gotta come on, you gotta go.
Sure.
So like I said, the first couple of weeks he was real like, no, but now the last couple of weeks, every time he sees me. Now, what time is it again? Where are you guys located?
So there is some interest.
I think he's starting to, you know, but I think once he gets this honor flight out of the way, I think then he'll be more amenable. He's just kind of he's waiting on this for him to call him. So
okay.
He's already got the paperwork end of it done. He's just waiting to.
You know what? I'd like to have him come on before he goes, but I also like him to come back and tell about his experience afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told him. I said, anything you wanted to do like that, I said, would be, because he said him and his brother is going to go together. They both serve together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's I think he said year. What are they apart? One year, 2 years apart, something like that. So it was kind of neat how they served together and what they did, and mm-hmm. you know, and it's just
so Vietnam vets are getting to be in their 70s, 80s.
Yeah, because Ron's 69. I think 69 okay. or 70. Yeah, I think he said he'll be 70.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, quite honestly. Our Vietnam vets did not get the honor they deserved.
That's
when they
right.
came
absolutely.
Back
you're absolutely right.
And I think
right.
we're finally realizing
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
I don't have the information on the
like
wall
say,
of heels,
man, but,
with me.
Yeah. I didn't think of it. I got it out and tried. I should have brought that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and I have it in the car too. But
what is it? I think late July that wall
it
of
is,
heels coming. Yeah.
It is.
16th or something? Or
right.
Something like that.
But you can find out information by going to the Marion Area Credit Union website.
Yeah,
and you
Tanya,
can find it all
yeah,
there.
Yep, yeah, just call Tanya or
sure.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
Or stop in one of their
branch offices,
and they have handouts there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
Where are we at?
We're down to about 3 minutes, Terry.
Okay, all right. Well, once again, I mean, you know, this is just me talking, but I mean, as far as for myself and the radio station and Mike, I just want to take this time to personally thank everybody. For this past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
it's been great. You know, I mean, and I'm coming to you not even being here the first couple of years. I'm 3 years in, you know, so this is only my third anniversary. This is the station's fifth anniversary. But,
yeah.
But still, the whole time.
I'm still a baby.
Yeah, still the whole time I've been here. I mean, is you know, thank you to everybody for, you know, for listening and calling in and giving your opinion and winning prizes and, you know, just everything, so.
Yeah, there's another big event coming up here in less than a month, the Marion County Fair, which will be July 1st through the 6th.
Ah.
So that's not too far
not
away.
Too far
we want
away.
To keep that
yeah.
in mind.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Marion County Fair is always scheduled the same week as the 4th of July, so they always incorporate the
fireworks
into that as well. So keep that in mind. It's a big event in Marion County.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It is. Yeah.
A couple things going on at the fairground in the meantime. June 13th, which will be later this week. The Cloverbud Day Camp will be held at the Picnic Pavilion at Evers Arena. And also, the Craft Beer and Wine Expo will be held in the Coliseum on the 22nd. So keep that in mind. And thank you once again for listening to The Mike Wilson Show on WWGH.
All right.